Welcome to Mammon Audio. Our correspondent Nigel writes, I first started receiving communion and going to confession when I was 8 years old. This was in the 1960s. Mum always took me, and she usually went in to see Father Graham after I did, so I would be saying my penance prayers while she confessed herself. It was drummed into me at an early age that I should tell Father Graham everything I had done naughty, even if I had already been punished for it, or even if I hadn't been found out. In the week before this particular Saturday evening, at one point I had sneaked a biscuit out of the box they were kept in without permission. I had taken great care to cover up my tracks, crumbs etc., and my disobedience had gone undetected by Mum. However, the guilt kept gnawing away at me, and I decided I would have to tell Father Graham about it. So I did so, and he listened carefully. He gave me a fairly typical penance, 12 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers, but then he added, Nigel, as far as the biscuit is concerned, that may seem a fairly minor sin to you, but it was actually a double sin. You both stole and you deliberately disobeyed your parents, as you knew you weren't allowed to take it, but you did so anyway. After I have finished taking confessions, please ask your mum to bring you to the vestry, where I shall be giving you 4 strokes of the cane, so you understand how serious this was. I didn't dare to protest. In those days, the priest was only one down from God, but I came out of the confessional with eyes welling up with tears. I never knew that priests were allowed to whip you. Actually, they probably most certainly weren't. Mum went straight into the booth after me, so she didn't really have time to clock how upset I was. I said my prayers with a sick feeling in my stomach. Presently Mum came out, prayed her penance beside me, then said, "Okay, let's go." I would have given anything to slip away, but I was sure I would be going straight to hell if I didn't tell her that I had an additional appointment with Father Graham. She eventually got it all out of me, her face turned to flint, and she just said, "Right. You just sit there and be quiet. While you still can." There were actually only a few confessions left for Father Graham to hear, and eventually he came out of the booth. I noticed that only 4 people were left in the church, me and Mum, and a girl I knew vaguely called Jessica, who was about 2 years older than me, who was also with her mother. Father Graham announced to the otherwise empty church, "All right, come into the vestry everyone." By the time we had got there, the priest had already produced the cane, a standard school pattern one with a curved handle. He put a small, straight-backed chair in the middle of the room, its back towards us. "Right, Nigel, let's have you first." Mum more or less pushed me into the center of the room. Father Graham tapped the back of the chair. "Take down your trousers, then bend over the back of the chair, please." I began to cry with both fear and humiliation. Father Graham put a friendly hand on my shoulder and said, "Come along, the sooner you take your punishment, the sooner it'll be over. You can keep your pants up. Not that they'll do you a lot of good." I reluctantly unzipped my trousers to reveal my white school pants, let them fall to my knees, and then bent over as instructed. I felt Father Graham tug them down right to my ankles, then a tap of the cane across my buttocks was followed by a crack and a huge, stinging wave of pain across my bum. I cried out and made as to get up, but Father Graham's hand was put firmly in my back for me to bend back over. I'm not sure how I got through 3 more strokes, but I did somehow. "Make yourself decent now," was all Father Graham said. My mother pulled me towards her and set me down on another chair next to hers at the edge of the room. Jessica was next. Because my bottom was ringing and I was crying so much, I didn't pay much attention to her punishment, but Father had her bend over, then lifted her skirt himself to reveal her maroon school knickers. I don't know whether she had committed an even worse sin than me, or whether it was because she was older, but she got the traditional 6 of the best. She too was crying freely by the time the caning was over. Father Graham turned to my mum. "I'm sorry I had to do that, Margaret. Nigel, I hope you've learned your lesson." I nodded and then Mum said, Don't worry, Father, I'll make sure he learns. We'll be having those pants down once I get him home. Father Graham nodded in a satisfied way, and Jessica's mum also said something about a good smack bottom once they were home. True to her word, as soon as we arrived back at the house, Mum took down my trousers and pants and put me over her knee. She only used her hand, but she did a lot of manual work, and her open palm was as hard as wood. The smacking was much worse than the cane, and it went on and on. I was eventually sent to bed with the sorest bottom I had ever had. That was my first caning from Father Graham, but it was by no means my last. Once, when I was about 11 and only Mum and I were present, he took down my pants as well as my trousers and gave it me bare bottom, which was really horrid. In retrospect, and in view of the scandals which have come out about the Catholic Church since, I've no doubt that he very much enjoyed the privilege of applying that cane to youngsters' bottoms.